this corner. I've been in this condition so many times before. I'm back by my lonesome. I'm right back by my lonesome. Just watching the people going from door to door. I've got to change my ways and try to quit this place. 'Cause one of these rainy days I'm gonna need a friendly face. And I'm back on the corner. I'm right back on this corner. I've been in this condition so many times before.
Realize as I'm standing here, the earth is spinning on its axis 1,000 miles an hour. Like if I was God spinning a basketball 1,000 miles an hour, and at the same time it's doing that, the earth is going in orbit around the sun at guess what rate of speed? 66,000 miles an hour. 66,000 miles an hour, 1,000 miles an hour. And on top of that, the whole solar system is going through the Milky Way galaxy at guess what rate of speed? 400,000 miles an hour. 400,000 miles an hour, 66,000 miles an hour, and 1,000 miles an hour. And to top it all off, as that's happening, the whole Milky Way galaxy is tearing through the universe at guess what rate of speed? 2.2 million miles an hour. And that, officer, is why I failed to walk a straight line as you requested a few moments ago.
Closing out the show with Mose Allison, the jazz sage, and back on the corner, Samir Gupta before that did Attachment, an alternate take from his Namaskar Trio album. Something new from Quinteto Lo Greco. They have a new album called Have You Met Miss Blues? And we heard Blue Train from Quinteto Lo Greco. Nat King Cole singing a song about the first baseball game for opening day. Thanks to Gus Bodenheim, as always, for contributing to the program. Thanks to everybody who commented on the AccuPlaylist. Always appreciate the conversation. You're invited to stay tuned for the show formerly known as 7 Second Delay with Ken and Andy. It's now called Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Kens and Andies. I'm not sure what the topic for tonight is, but the program will be along in a couple of minutes. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And this is WFMU, East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
Welcome to Well Dressed Fancy Dandies with Kens and Andes. And calling in live from Montreal, Canada, it's the host of the program, Andy Breckman, man. Hi, Andy.
Hey, buddy. Or should I say, don't get thrown by this. Bonjour. I'm not being rude. I'm not being crazy. That's how they say hello here.
Oh, what does that mean?
Bon, it means hello. It's bon like bonfire, and then jour with a J. So it's bonjour.
So bon means...
And like if you say bonjour to someone, they say it back. It's hello. It's basically hello.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
You think I'm making this up? I'm not joking. No, it's crazy.
That's really crazy. Yeah, I've never heard anything like...
Hey, we should say bonjour when people call. That'll be funny.
Okay.
Because they'll think they don't. They won't know what the hell we're doing. But we'll know that it's hello. It's like a code.
So you're in Montreal, Canada?
Yeah, why are you saying Canada like that?
That's how it's pronounced.
It's not how it's pronounced. Silly boys pronounce it.
I believe that is how that's the proper
pronunciation. Okay. Thanks. Hey, Eve is heading. Eve set us up with this fantastic Zoom connection.
Hey, thank you, Eve. And you don't have no echo in your headphones or anything like that?
No, I'm good to go. Unfortunately, I'm good to go.
Wow.
Unfortunately, there's no reason to stall or delay this.
Incredible.
So we heard on the old theme song, but you introduced us with the new title.
Yeah, well, the theme song is great because it doesn't mention the name of the show.
Oh, I see. You mean we could still use the old theme song?
Yeah, until we get the new theme song, we can use the old theme songs because it never...
Well, we should solicit... I know we have a couple of great entries in our theme song sweepstakes, but we should solicit more, and then we could have a show where we play all the candidates and
yeah.
Vote.
Yeah, I was thinking that April 22nd could be the night that we air the possible new theme songs for Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies. And if you want to send me your entry, my email is ken@wfmu.org. You can either email it to me or use a transfer service like WeTransfer.
And if you want to email me, my email is ken@wfmu.org.
Well, that's my email.
Exactly. Exactly. And I believe you didn't give the full name of the... I'm sorry, the new name, the new moniker we're using.
Correct. It's Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Kens and Andes. And the theme...
Do we have to include those final four words?
No.
All right. Whatever makes you happy.
I just threw those in there. You don't like that.
No, whatever makes you happy. Ken, it's your baby. It's your...
How about we leave that... We can leave that up to the musicians. Yeah. But it should be 3 minutes long. And anything else, it doesn't have to be exactly 3 minutes, but it should be between 2 and 3 minutes.
And it should not be, unless you disagree, we haven't discussed this beforehand, but I would say it should not be stupid.
Definitely not stupid.
Yeah, okay. Oh, we agree on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not dirty.
So we're looking for non-stupid.
And nothing dirty.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care if it's dirty.
No, I care very much. It can't have, you know, any F-bombs or anything like that.
Well, why, then you just hit the little 7-second delay button every week.
No, that's no good. No,
you'll have a little advantage. You'll know it's coming. It's in the theme song.
Well, that would make me edit it out.
Oh yeah. Well,
How about this? If you put F-bombs or other curses in the theme song, you edit them out. Before you submit it.
Yeah. Okay.
Replace it with beeps. Okay. Like a theme song that had lots of bleeped out words in it. That would be funny.
How would you know what's funny? How on earth would you know?
I could look it up. I could
put Ken Friedman back on the line.
I could Google it. I could use AI to figure out whether it's funny or not.
Hey, AI, is this funny? I wonder what AI would say. AI is clueless about that. That's why I still have a job, because AI is clueless.
Yeah, it is amazing that you still have a job. CBS's CBS's ratings are going through the toilet. And
are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were doing okay for broadcast.
Oh, at least in the news division.
Oh, well, that's a whole separate whole separate animal.
But that's a lot. That's a lot of their programs.
They're actually dominating in primetime broadcast.
Oh, are they? Oh, interesting.
Well, I'll put an end to that. But
you're up in Montreal and you're working on your little TV show up there.
We have a little TV show on the last of the big broadcast networks, CBS. It'll be on later this year. We're doing 13 episodes, and they think I'm helpful here. They want me on set. They want me on location. So for the next few months, I'll be getting home occasionally, but mostly I'll be here. It would be great if we could put some shows in the can, like pre-taped shows, right, Ken?
Yep.
Maybe some listeners have a quiz. Remember the quizzes we used to do, the half-hour quizzes?
Yeah, I solicited quizzes, and we are looking for some for those weeks when Andy just can't get away from the set.
Yeah, and it could be on any topic, any passion that you, you know, any topic that's a personal passionate topic to you, something you've been interested in, something you've worked in. What are some sample subjects we've used in the past?
We've
been quizzed on.
Taxes, pornography.
Yeah.
Presidents. Anything that you're passionate about. We need 10 questions, and it only takes half an hour, and we record them over Zoom. Usually on a weekday, any day except for Wednesday. So if you can participate in that, email Andy at Andy Breckman.
No, baby. I can't answer anything. Ken@WFMU.org. As I recall, you've won every single time we've had these quizzes.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, you're very smart.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
Uh-huh. My friend the egghead. Smart isn't cool.
I put on my radio boy hat.
Yeah.
The one that you gave me. It makes me extra smart.
Yeah. I think Google helps you too
I just have to wind it up.
I will get you a radio boy hat. Oh my God. What a great gift. That's exactly. When's your birthday, buddy?
Just past February.
Did it?
Yeah, mid-February.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, you'll still be Radio Boy next year. Radio Boy to me.
No, I'm not going.
You're Radio Boy forever.
Yeah.
And we actually have a great, an acceptable, passable topic for today.
I would call it great because let me tell you, Andy, you know, I solicit information from the WFMU DJs a lot. I'll send an email out to the entire staff email list and ask for something from all of them. And I usually get, at best, maybe 40% participation.
Yeah.
But when I asked them how tall they were, I got almost 100% response rate.
Because...
It was amazing.
Because everyone's very proud of their height.
Well, everybody has one.
Everybody has one. Almost everybody knows their height.
Yeah. Not everybody did know their height, but some people, you know, referred back to old medical exams. They looked it up.
What percentage of the population, and you can go by your DJ sampling of DJs, what percentage of the population do you think is embarrassed by their height or wishes they were taller or shorter?
I don't
Are not know. Happy with their height?
I don't know.
It's not rhetorical. I know the answer.
Oh, what is
It'll
it?
It'll surprise you.
What's the answer?
The answer is 30%.
Almost
1 in 3.
Of Americans, or is it people worldwide?
Yeah, Americans. Yeah, American adults would rather be a different height. Isn't that interesting?
Because they're too tall?
In some cases too tall, in some cases too short. Isn't that interesting? No.
30%.
If you want to say interesting things like me, like Uncle Andy, just make up facts like I do.
Okay. All right, I can do that.
Yeah, so that was one that I just made up, but it makes me very interesting.
Thank you.
You could be interesting, too.
Hey, is Eve still there?
Eve stepped away. Okay. Eve has a life.
Yeah, oh, that's too bad.
Well, you're not happy with the sound at the moment?
Well, no, you're breaking up a little bit. The internet seems to be kind of on the fritz up there.
What can I do? Wait, hold on.
Please don't try to do anything. Don't do anything.
No, I won't do anything. I'll get Eve back.
No, that's
oh,
okay.
He's back. Oh, here he is. I'll put him on speaker. Oh, you were just listening? How are you doing?
great.
Yeah, it sounds.
Who do you like better? Who do you like better, me or Ken? Did you hear all my zingers? Ken got almost no zingers. As far as I can tell, the score is 43-5.
You did not get 43 zingers, my friend.
I think I did.
No, I don't.
Okay, it's a long delay. Okay, what can we do, Eve?
Eve,
why,
I don't.
Ken,
I don't
you're
know.
Not happy with the connection?
Yeah, Eve, I don't know if anything else is connected to Andy's internet there, but. Anything else that might possibly be connected?
Hello, hello.
Hi, Eve.
Andy was coming through great live.
Okay, I'm just hearing. I'm hearing a little. I'm just hearing some internet breakup.
Okay.
But
I guess that might be Wi-Fi, and we can work on getting a hard line connection.
Yeah, for next week it would be good if we could be on Ethernet.
I think with Zoom, when people talk over each other, it cuts out one or the other, so it sounds garbled when you respond.
If I don't talk over him, he's just going to go on and on and on. It's going to just kill the whole franchise.
You know what it is, Eve?
Andy's back.
Yeah.
What is it?
I think it's that Andy's distorting on the microphone. I think because you sound fine, but he might be.
Wow, he's like, my voice sounds good.
It's all yours. I'm gonna go, Ken. I'm stepping away. You and Eve enjoyed the show.
No, that's okay.
Oh, I'm back.
Okay, good.
I'm back.
Yeah, just step back from the mic a few inches. That's all.
Fine. By the way, you still have five.
Five zingers?
Yeah.
Yet you're not taking any away from me?
No, you can't lose them once you get them.
You've taken them away from me in the past.
No,
you have.
You mean as the show goes on and I sober up?
You've claimed them for yourself.
Yeah.
And my zinger count goes down and yours goes up.
So you say our DJs are, you've all responded, know how tall they are. Okay, so here's the show. You're offering, what are you offering, Ken? A bumper sticker?
Yes, one of our new bumper stickers.
One of the new ones. Perfect.
Yep. So nobody.
And all you have to do is call, wait, what's the number? What's the on-air number?
It's 201-209-9368, Andy.
What's the new number?
No, it's the same as it's always been, or for quite a while.
I've only been there 34 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so you call that number and you're eligible to play. Anybody's eligible to play. Maybe even other DJs can play. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be listening. Fun. Yeah.
That would be fun. And all we're asking, if you want to win a bumper sticker, Ken is going to reel off the name of how many DJs? Four?
Four DJs, yep. And you have to rank
four DJs.
Them, rank them in height, shortest to tallest.
You have to just put them in the correct order, shortest to tallest, and you go home with an FMU bumper sticker.
And I'll even tell you that the height range, we go from 4 feet 11 to 6 feet 4.
And that's the staff in general,
yeah.
Overall.
Yep.
4 feet 11 to 6 feet tall.
6 feet four.
6 feet four. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, excellent. Yeah. Would you like, is anybody calling or would you like me to go first?
No, let's
not. I would love a bumper. You know what I do? And people at home can do this too. You get an FMU bumper sticker, and then this is like you wait till very late at night, 3-4 in the morning,
yeah.
And you go, it's kind of mean, you go and you put it on your neighbor's bumper, and then everybody thinks your neighbor listens to WFMU.
Why is that mean? I get it, but why is it mean?
Oh, I see. No, it's not mean at all. I don't know what I'm thinking, Ken. No, people should be proud to have an FMU bumper sticker. I don't know what I was thinking.
Hey, we have our first contestant, Andy. Hi, you're on the air, contestant number one. What's your name? Whoops, sorry, what's your name?
Jim.
Hey, Jim.
How are you?
Good. All right, Jim, I'm going to give you the names of four of our current DJs, and you have to put them...
Jim, are you familiar with the current roster at FMU? Do you listen to a number of shows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I listen every day.
Oh, buddy.
Excellent.
Oh, my
Jim.
Little buddy. If you were here, I'd give you a big hug. Okay. So Ken's going to list four DJs. I guess some you'll be familiar with, some you may not. Right, Ken?
Right.
And you have to put them in the proper order. And Ken, are you going to reveal their height as we go, or are you going to just say yes or no?
I guess I'll reveal at the end, right?
Okay, here we go, Jim. Good luck, my friend. There's
All
a
right.
bumper sticker
Good.
On the there's a bumper sticker on the line.
Okay, Jim, here we go. Here are your four DJs that you have to rank by height. Jim the Poet.
Yep.
Carol of Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People on Sundays?
Mm-hmm.
Irwin and Amanda of Out Here in the Field.
Oh boy. All right. That's tough. I know a little bit. Jim the Poet's had some work in bookstores, so thinking he's able to heft those books up
unless
pretty
they
high.
Have, unless they Probably have a ladder. Yeah. Unless they have a ladder in that bookstore.
Unless he's using a step stool. No, good point, Ken.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what kind of establishments he's frequenting.
Well, two
Irwin,
of the, two of the
okay,
names.
I think
on,
I got it. I think I'm going to go
two of the names
in tallest.
Okay. No, go from
Jim
the shortest
poet.
To the tallest.
Go from
no,
shortest to tallest.
Shortest to tallest.
Oh, shortest to tallest. All right, let's go Carol, Irwin, Amanda, Jim.
Oh, so close.
What are their heights?
The correct order is Carol, Jim the Poet, Irwin, and Amanda.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. That is surprising.
Yeah.
I'm humbled. Gave it my best shot. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye, Jim.
It's very confusing because Jim the Poet, he sounds very authoritative and tall.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he might be standing on a step stool during his broadcast.
Ah, that would explain it. Okay. The phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we're asking you to rank the DJs by height.
Jim the Poet.
Hi, contestant number two. Turn down your radio.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, Sam the Appraiser. Hi.
Hi. I'm part of the proud 70% of Americans who are okay with their height.
Good for you, Sam.
What is your height, Sam?
About 5'11", 5'11 and a half.
That's a fine height. That's nothing to be ashamed of.
Thank you.
That's almost 6 feet.
Yeah, almost, just shy.
If I'm doing my math correctly. And now, Sam, we know you're a longtime fan of the station, so
yeah,
you might be familiar with
first-time caller.
And also, Sam, you actually have spent time at the station. You might have actually met a number of DJs in person, which would
Possible.
Give you a real advantage here.
Yeah. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it can be deceptive. I mean, the DJ you saw at an event or here at the station, they may have been standing further away than other DJs and would look shorter.
Yeah,
you have to factor that. You have to factor that in.
Oh,
Up
good point,
stage,
Andy.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Like somebody, like a DJ standing, this, for example, four blocks away, would look like they're an inch and a half tall. But it's very deceptive.
Or a DJ playing hippie noise might appear shorter than they really are. Just in an artistic sense.
Or a DJ in a mirror might appear really small.
You're still at five, Ken.
What's that?
You're like stuck at five.
Well, at least I'm not going down.
The mirror. No one understood your mirror reference. It made no sense.
Oh, I'll explain it.
It wasn't even close to funny.
All right. The thing about mirrors is, you know how when you're driving, the mirrors often say objects and mirrors.
Well, we can't read your mind, son. We didn't know that was the reference you were making.
Are closer than they appear.
Yeah, that's how Kreskin tells jokes. He assumes everyone's
Oh, my God, Kreskin is so funny. We've had him here. He is a riot. He has Alzheimer's disease now. And he has the funny kind. Yeah, he's so lucky.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. A psychic with Alzheimer's would be the greatest.
Oh, my God.
I would pay real money.
That's Kreskin.
I'd pay a lot of money to see that.
Because he never saw that coming.
Okay, Sam the Appraiser, I'm going to give you four DJs, and you have to rank them shortest to tallest in terms of height. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Jody Peyote, Zoe Beatrice, Michael Shelley, and Fabio. I know it's tough.
Now, Sam, you're a smart guy. Do you assume that the females are shorter because on average, females are shorter in the population?
Yes.
Is that what you're, is that part of your calculation?
That's a pretty unsafe assumption around here.
Yeah,
because you, because you hire a number of DJs from the Amazon, from that region.
Well, we have a lot of our female
DJs.
I will tell you right off the bat, one of our female DJs is 6 feet, 1 inch. And we have another wannabe DJ, Betsy, who's actually close to 7 feet tall.
Holy moly. Man, Betsy, if I said anything to offend you, baby, I am very, very sorry.
Does that include the horns?
No, that's without the horns.
No.
Oh, okay, wow.
Sam gets a zinger.
Sam gets one. Sam's on the board.
So what was it? It was Jody Peyote?
Jody Peyote, Zoe Beatrice, Michael Shelley, and Fabio.
Come on, let's do real DJs.
Stop, no, these are real. These are real DJs. We have a great lineup these days, I think.
Okay, I'm going to say, starting with the shortest is Beatrice.
Let's do real DJs. That's so mean.
Okay, I know, that was an Andy show.
Where did that come from?
That was from you. I mean, that's your influence on me, Andy. So I would say we start with
Zoe Beatrice.
Zoe Beatrice, and then Jody Peyote.
Okay.
And then who are the other ones? I'm sorry.
Michael Shelley and Fabio.
Oh, then Michael Shelley, and then Fabio is obviously a towering giant.
Oh, you're so close, Sam.
Yeah.
But you got it wrong. But I will give you this. You got Michael Shelley and Fabio right. They came in third and fourth order.
Oh,
respectively.
You flipped the women. Oh, so the actual order was, what is it, Ken?
Yeah, the actual order was Jody Peyote, and then Zoe Beatrice, and then Michael Shelley, and then Fabio clocking in at 6 feet tall.
Well, now, can I say, and then this is just my personal opinion, to me they're all giants, at least giants in industry.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say that, Andy.
They're broadcasting giants.
Did somebody write that for you?
Yes.
That's so great. Did Eve write that for you?
Yes. I don't know who he's referring to, but I was told to say it.
Wow. Well, it's so
I agree
nice.
With Andy. Andy's right. They're all giants to me.
And Ken, your supply of FMU bumper stickers is still intact.
Yes, it is.
And you're saving on postage also.
Yes.
Well played. Well played, Ken.
All right, Sam, the appraiser, congratulations, but you did not win. Nobody has won yet. We are ranking the DJs by height, and the phone number here is 201-209-9368.
We really gave it a lot of thought. We couldn't come up with a stupider idea for a show.
Yes, this is the stupidest one we could think of. And
because who cares? Who cares how tall a DJ is? As long as they can reach the mics. The mics in the studio are adjustable, right? And the chairs in the studio are adjustable by height.
I think what's great about this idea, Andy, is that listeners get a mental picture of their DJ, including their height.
Yeah, for all the way from the pygmies to the small little pygmy DJs to the giant little gargantuan Amazonian DJs.
Funny thing about the pygmy DJs, Andy, is that because they've never been out of the forest, they've never seen an animal at great distance because of all the trees. So when you bring them out of the forest and they see like a dog a block away, they think it's a teeny tiny little dog.
Okay, our number is 201-209-9368.
Hi,
Ken, you should never repeat that again.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I can't believe I got through.
I can't either. What's your name?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob, you're a long-time listener, first-time caller.
That's right.
And right. Bob, you're familiar with the current lineup on the station?
Familiar enough.
Okay.
Well, we'll see.
All right, Bob, I'm going to give you four DJs, and you have to rank them shortest to tallest.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm pulling for you, Bob.
Here we go. Carol of Sirius Moonlight Sonatas on Sunday morning. Don Fleming, who does the show right after this one, 21 Lounge. John Allen. And Sydney, who's on later tonight, 9 to midnight. Carol, okay. Don Fleming, John Allen, and Sydney.
Ken, you're using my show to billboard everyone else's show.
I know, isn't that great? You're so generous with your airtime, Andy. And
a lot of these DJs did contribute to our premium, our song this year.
That's
so
true, which is now finished. 47 people singing on it. 47 DJs singing on it.
So you know it's good.
Yeah.
You know it's good. Look, everybody loves the Beatles song Yesterday. One singer. One. And how many do we have, Ken?
47, Andy.
Exactly. 47 times better than Yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, do we still have Bob on the line?
I'm still here. I was just wondering, I missed the foreplay part of the show. Is the idea that you guys, you know, try and make me forget the DJs before I get to answer?
No.
We're just babbling. We get paid by the word. Okay, so go ahead. You have your four DJs. Can you put them in order?
I can put them in order.
Nobody's done it yet. You would be the first, Bob.
I put them in order. I don't know if it'll be by height, but they will be in some order.
No, you're supposed to put them in order by height.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Shortest to tallest.
Okay, I'm going to say the shortest is Sydney.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say, after that is Carol, you know, statistically, like you were saying. I'm going to put the women first. I'm going to go Sydney, Carol, and then I'm going to say Don, and then I'm going to go with John Allen as being the tallest.
Oh, my gosh. Bob, you could not have been more wrong.
Oh, my.
John Allen is the shortest.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
And, no, he's Bob he's can't believe it. Bob doesn't want to believe it.
I'm sorry.
Andy said that the men are taller. John Allen could not be the shortest. And he's like 6 foot tall, isn't he?
No, he's nowhere near 6 feet tall.
I tried to, it was a little bit of a trick, and I'm guilty of this. The male DJs that work at FMU are not technically, cannot technically be called men.
But how tall is John Allen? 5 foot 10?
No, not even close. John Allen, he is actually the shortest DJ on the entire staff, clocking in only at 4 feet 11 inches.
What did I miss here? What's the gimmick?
What do you mean, what's the gimmick?
I just don't believe you. Okay, give me the order. Tell me how tall everyone is.
John Allen clocking in at 4'11", and then Sydney is 5'2", Carol is 5'4", and Don Fleming towering over the field at 6 feet 3 1/2 inches.
If you say so.
I do say so.
He's a colossus.
Okay, well, if you say so.
Bob,
you know,
I say so.
Okay.
If you say so. Bob is bitter and defiant and is skeptical because he doesn't think you want to put that bumper sticker in an envelope.
I do. I'm dying to put the bumper sticker in an envelope.
Now, I should say my wife, Beth, is 5 foot even, and I'm crazy about her. You know what I call her? I call her my pocket wife.
Why?
Because I can almost get her into a pocket. If I wear a certain coat, I can almost fit her into one of the pockets.
Okay. All right. Oh, I get it. Your pocket wife. I see. Is that what you call your ex?
No, she was... She was taller than Beth, but that's not how I judge people, Ken.
No.
I judge them by the size of their rack.
Got it. I'm glad we didn't ask for that.
Yeah, tune in next week. There's a ratings bonanza.
I'm up to 6. Yes! Hi, you're on the air.
That would be the most offensive hour of radio. Oh, my God, I would love to be a part of that.
Hi, you're on the air.
It would just be the female DJs. Ken, I just want you to send out that email. Just see what percentage of female DJs respond.
No.
I second that.
No thanks. It's Zachary. Oh,
please. It would mean a lot to me. Please send that email out.
No,
Ken. Why won't you send it?
That's okay. That's okay. I'm not gonna send that one out.
Okay. Hey, Zachary, how are you?
Hey, Andy, doing well.
All right.
It's now, a magical time in the world.
You're familiar with the station. You know a lot. You listen to a number of different shows, right?
Just this one.
Oh, That's not true. That's not true.
I don't even know why I asked that, Ken, because listening to some disc jockey, some other show, doesn't mean you have any insight into how tall they are.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. That's the question.
Why am I even asking? Given the help. I've learned a lot.
Well, you know, you've heard of what is it called? Short person syndrome or Napoleon complex?
When I was younger, I had a 5 foot party.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. I was stuck at 4'11" for a number of years.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I was growing up.
And when you hit 5 feet, you had a party?
Oh, yeah. Everyone else was shooting up. I was just tamped down. Couldn't grow up.
So you were stuck at 4'11", and then when you hit 5 feet, you had a big party?
Oh, yeah.
I can't go out with you tonight. I've got to go to Zachary's 5 foot party.
Was it a week after your birthday party?
No, it didn't happen after my birthday. I forget. It was, I think, spring, summer.
So it was,
weather was nice.
So it was a good chunk of time away from your birthday party, because otherwise people would have thought that was really weird.
Yeah, so, they wouldn't have brought another gift.
Yeah, we had to go to Zachary's birthday party.
There is a threshold. John knows this probably all too well. If you're below 5 feet, that's a different group of people.
Oh, I know. You can't take most rides. I know. Tell me about it.
You mean
Beth, at the little kids' table at holidays?
She should be grateful she hit 5 feet. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Bethy made it over.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, Bethy made it over.
She'd be a different woman if she was at 4'11".
Andy would have smaller pockets.
I could probably take her if she was a little shorter.
Wait a second. You carry her around in your pocket.
Yeah.
But you can't take her. What is she like?
And then we brawl.
A wolverine?
And then we brawl. Yeah.
She's like a honey badger that can take animals 20 times their size?
I don't know. I don't know that reference. Dear God, I want this show to be over soon.
It's going great, Andy. Everyone's loving it.
What are you doing tonight in Montreal, Canada, Andy?
Well, I'm working late. We put in long hours. Working is when you go to a job or you have an occupation and you are you are paid. You're compensated with money.
Oh, so they're going to give you some money tonight.
Yeah, that's what working means. I know who I'm talking to, and I know my audience, so I thought I should stop and explain it.
Wow. So every time you go there, they give you more money.
Well, not every time. It's a good question, Ken. No, I'm paid incrementally, but it's not every day.
Incrementally?
I mean, in certain increments that have been negotiated. Yes, I have a contract.
Is it a good contract? Do you like it?
I'm not complaining about my contract, and way the business is contracting, I feel very fortunate.
Oh my God! But I've heard you complain. I've heard you complain about your contract before.
Well, I don't. You might have misunderstood. I'm very happy with my contract.
The name of the person that you were complaining the worst about. Oh my God! You were so vicious about. I think it was somebody very high up at CBS.
I'm sure you misunderstood.
We talked about them a lot at the marathon, right?
Might have been a fever dream you were having.
Oh, okay. Oh, I get it. Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. No, that was my fever dream. Okay, Zachary, are you ready? I'm going to give you...
I'm ready.
Four DJs. And because you're such a devoted listener, some of these are going to be fill-in DJs. And you have to put them in order from shortest to tallest. Here we go. Micah, Rex,
sure.
Sheila B., and Rhinestone Dinosaur.
You said
what,
Rex's
what stream
name,
is Rhinestone
and
on?
Zachary said short.
What did you say? What, I got two questions.
Zachary, when you said Rex's name, Zachary said this, short.
Oh, yeah? Huh, interesting. Yeah. What did you ask about Rhinestone Dinosaur?
Are they on a stream or are they a fill-in?
They're a fill-in. Rhinestone Dinosaur is a fill-in.
On the mothership.
Yeah,
okay.
Bedazzle Your...
I'm not listening.
Bedazzle Your Reptilian Brain is the name of her show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, yeah. I've seen that on the fill-in list. I'll check it out.
So Micah, Rex, Sheila, and Rhinestone Dinosaur.
I'm going to say Sheila. Sheila's the giant.
Oh, you're going.
No,
you got
to go shortest to tallest.
No, I know. I'm just talking it out. And Rex is short. Micah's short. Rhinestone, I don't know. So I'm going to go Rex, Micah, Rhinestone, Sheila.
Rex, Micah, Rhinestone, Sheila. Yeah, I'm afraid that's not right. Sorry.
It is in fact wrong.
Yeah. Rhinestone, 6'1", baby. Blowing Andy's little theory to smithereens.
I think you owe Rex an apology.
Now, is Sheila third then?
Sheila is first at 5'4".
She's tiny.
5'4". I wouldn't call that tiny.
Yeah, that's true. That's over the 5 foot. That's over John Allen.
Yeah, I would call John Allen tiny. That's what I would.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Okay. Now the big split. Who's 2 and 3?
Oh, 2 and 3 were Micah and Rex. Yeah, Micah.
But Rex is close to being a giant.
Rex is 6 feet tall, yeah.
No.
He is. He doesn't.
Wait, is this on the honor system or did they have to send a picture next to like a ruler?
This was people self reporting how tall they were. Rex claimed that he was 6 feet tall.
Wow. That seems like an embellishment.
Why? Have you seen Rex?
No.
Yeah, so you just...
I mean, he's so far underground and stuff. Tall people don't like being underground.
You're just saying that he sounds short, I guess.
Yeah, he sounds short. Like he's always in the underground shelter.
He doesn't sound 6 feet tall.
No, he sounds like a guy down to earth, you know, 5'7" or something.
It sounds like Zachary wants everyone to submit their arrest photos from the last time they were arrested.
Yeah.
From their mugshot.
As long as
they
were an adult and they were arrested. I like that, Andy. Give us your mugshot, DJ.
Yeah. What percentage? Okay, Ken, a little off topic. What percentage of your current staff has a mugshot in their past?
It's a good question. I have no idea.
I know the answer.
Oh, what is it?
Almost exactly half, a little more than half, 54%.
I'm not so sure about that. I know Mona.
Well, I'm telling you.
Mona has a mugshot because her T-shirt last year was her mugshot.
Well, not most of them are not proud of it, Ken.
I've been arrested 4 times and I don't have a mugshot.
Wait, you didn't get a copy?
No, I just didn't. I guess I'm trying to think whether
Can you ask for a copy of your own mugshot? Can you request it?
Oh, yeah, it's a public record. Oh, yeah, it's a public record.
Okay. That's 4 T-shirts, baby.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
If you run away, they don't get your mugshot.
That's not being arrested, then.
So that's not being arrested, Ken.
No, that's being arrested.
Arrested. They won.
It's being arrested and running away. That's what it's known as.
You did.
That's a different class.
You ran away in handcuffs? You busted out of a police squad car?
He's biting those zip ties, Andy. What are you talking about?
Biting those zip ties.
The one time they had me handcuffed in the back of a police car, I don't recall them taking a mugshot. Maybe they did, though. I don't remember.
No, you get that down at the station.
Yeah, well, they took me to the station.
I really, really want a copy of your mugshot.
Well, we can still make one for you, Andy.
No. I want the real thing.
Oh, Zachary, your little round is over, and we need to move on to the next contestant.
I love it.
Hey, we're 201, 209, 9368. So far, Ken has been spared the ordeal of putting a bumper sticker in an envelope.
I'm giving people four random DJs, and you have to put them in height order, shortest to tallest. Hi, you're on the air.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you. What's your name?
Hey, name's Tab.
Tab, how you doing?
Hanging in there.
It sounds like
you. Hey, I love the name Tab. It's a palindrome, same backwards as forwards.
No, that would be Tat or Bab.
No, Tab. Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. It's what they call a near palindrome.
It's not even close to being a palindrome.
It is close, except for the first and last letter.
Well, that's two-thirds of the name.
All right, we're moving on. Tab, Ken's going to give you four DJs. Do you listen to a number of different DJs, a number of different shows on the station?
I do.
Oh, buddy. Oh, my buddy. You got to get outside more.
No, he's hanging in there. Tab's hanging in there. Right, Tab?
Okay, Tab.
Yeah, I am.
Tab, are you ready to play?
Here are your four DJs, Tab. Marty McSorley, Nate Kay, Schmelting, and Susie Hot Rod.
It's fun to make up names, isn't it, Ken?
It is, but I'm not making up any.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Marty McSorley, Nate Kay, Schmelting, and Susie Hot Rod.
How can any listener even begin to do this?
Well, it's what they sound like.
Like, how tall are you, Ken?
We'll get to you and me, my friend.
I wonder if people think you're taller than me or I'm taller than you.
Ah, okay. Next round.
Okay.
Tab, what's it going to be? Shortest to tallest.
Marty McSorley.
Okay.
I love how he's really considering. What is he considering? What factors?
Okay, Schmelting.
I've had in 3 weeks. So, Nate Kay and Susie Hot Rod.
Oh, so close. But you got the top and the bottom reversed. I'm afraid.
It's just random. What are people even thinking? What are they even considering?
It's your mental image. You have to go back to your mental image of the DJs, Andy, and have them stand next to a door that has a tape measure.
Or like in a lineup. Imagine them in a lineup.
Susie Hot Rod, the roller derby player, short.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a bombardier.
Must be.
Yeah. So, yeah, the correct order was Susie Hot Rod, Schmelting, Nate Kay, and Marty McSorley at 5 feet 11 inches. Almost
6 feet.
Almost 6 feet.
Ken, why don't you put you and me in the next batch?
I will.
Okay.
It'll be an exciting round. Thank you, Tab. Continue hanging in there.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Continue hanging in there.
Well, he said he was hanging in
there. That's the lamest salutation I ever heard. That's worse than take it easy, but take it. Okay, we're at 201-209-9368. Hey, we hope all you listeners continue to hang in there. That's our wish, our fervent wish.
Well, what's the opposite of that? Stop hanging in there? Give up? Well, is that what you want to tell people?
Well, it's the God's honest truth. They might as well.
So, Andy, this job of yours up in Montreal where they pay you they pay you in increments, like they give you a little bit of money at different intervals.
As far as my career is concerned, I made a decision.
Right.
I decided to continue to hang in there.
That was great. That was a great decision.
Thanks, buddy.
And now you're working on a big TV show for CBS. But when you go there... You go there, all the scripts are written already. So what do? They say, Andy, you have to make this scene funnier. What do they do?
Yeah, I have to make the scene. Sometimes they say 18% funnier, 20% funnier. Uh-huh. Sometimes, you know, when they're really against it, they say, can you make it 30% funnier?
Wow. That's really a lot of pressure.
It is. Because I ran out of jokes. I ran out of funny, like, as you know, 25, 30 years ago.
Well, you got plenty of funny tonight. You're killing me on the zingers.
Well, killing you.
What's the score?
That's not.
I think the score is 31 to 6.
That's called a, that's like a gimme.
Oh, so that's why you keep me on.
Yeah, baby.
I see.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. All right, the next round includes me and Andy. Hi, you're okay. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Is this Radio Boy and Uncle Andy?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Is this Nadia?
I wish that was the name of the show.
Nadia H.
This is Nadia H. Hi, Nadia H.
Hello.
Now, Nadia, we've met you in person, haven't we?
No, a different Nadia.
No, you've met the other Nadia in person.
In fact, we've got Nadia.
Yeah.
The other Nadia is filling in for us next week. With Matt.
Appreciate
Warwick.
It. Thank you, Nadia One. You know, a lot of shows and podcasts don't have any Nadias.
We have so many Nadias. Well, we have
They're
two.
Coming out of our butt.
We have two. They're not coming out of our butt. Take that back.
I take that back. Nadia, you have not met me and Ken, so you are sort of going to be gauging our height based on what? What factors will you be considering?
Well, I've never met either of you, so.
Wait, why don't we make it easy, yeah. Nadia? It's just two of us. That's the whole list. Ken and Andy. Who's taller?
Really?
We're not adding anyone else. It's
Is
A
that
or
true,
B
Ken?
Or B and A. Who
you
do you think's
cutting
taller,
out.
Me or my friend Ken?
Can you hear us? Can you hear us okay, Nadia?
Yeah. Wait. So just you and Ken?
Yeah. Shortest to tallest.
Okay.
You're flipping a coin. You've got a 50-50 shot. But I would like to hear your thought processes. What are you thinking when you're making this decision?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say, well, Andy seems like. Ken seems smaller. Like I've seen photos of Ken, so. I'm going to say,
but Andy's very aggressive and belligerent, you know, like a short person. Kind of like John Allen.
I'm going to say Andy's taller and Ken is shorter.
She's right! Nadia, you win. Yes.
She is?
Yes, she's right.
Wait, how tall are you?
I am 5'10 and a half.
How tall am I?
You're 6'1".
No, I'm just 6 feet. I'm 6 feet even.
Oh, 6 feet even. Well, you win anyway.
Yeah, damn straight.
Wait,
5'10 and a half.
I get
That's a fine
right?
little height. That's nothing to be ashamed of, Ken.
Thank you.
That's
Andy.
A fine height. You can accomplish a lot with that height.
When you buy me my Radio Boy hat, will you make it a tall hat so I look a little taller?
Yeah. We'll make it a taller hat, Kenny.
Nadia, you win a bumper sticker. I'm going to send you a new bumper sticker right away.
Oh, nice.
Good job,
Nadia. So Nadia, you can go out in the middle of the night and put it on your neighbor's car. Or if like you have a friend, if it's somebody at school that's driving you crazy, that's making your life miserable, put a FMU bumper sticker on their car.
Will do.
Congratulations, right. Nadia.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're out of time. This has been really, really fun.
We're not out of time at all.
Oh.
We have 10 minutes to go, Andy.
Oh!
Are they still shooting up there? You have to go back to the set tonight?
Yeah, they're shooting, yeah.
What are the hours?
Well, every day is different. The hours often depend on how late you worked the day before.
And are you shooting episode number one today?
We are shooting. It's a good question. We're shooting the first three episodes as what they call a block. So we're shooting scenes from episodes one, two, and three various days.
I see. And who's the life of the party on set?
Eve.
Eve, your assistant?
Yeah.
How does he do it?
He takes his pants down.
And that doesn't turn people off? That doesn't scare people away?
You'd think it would. It did at first.
And then what happened?
Then he starts singing, doing a little dance.
And people forget.
Clog dance.
People forget that he's naked waist down?
You do after a while. He's a very good singer.
Interesting.
It is interesting. Huh. An interesting phenomenon.
Wow. So now I understand why you brought Eve up there all the way from New Jersey.
They insisted.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I think that's why they hired me.
Okay, should we go down to three to make it a little easier for people?
Whatever you want, honey. Whatever makes you happy.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. This is Brian from Hoboken. I was just wondering if I could turn spin on the game that would make it like more fun for me.
Well, you're breaking up. You're breaking up a bit, Brian. But tell us what the spin on the game is that you want to put.
Could I pick, like, the four DJs that I listen to the most and I've never seen?
Andy?
Because those, I actually have a vision of what they look
Andy,
like.
Andy, what do you think?
You mean Ryan would cherry pick off of our list, and he would be working with a list of people he's heard, and he knows their shows and knows their voice. So
well,
he would have a mental picture. Yes, I would be interested to see how he does. Yes.
Okay. All right, Brian, if I may not have all of their heights. I have most everybody's heights, but not 100%.
Probably ballpark it.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Clay Pigeon.
Hang
Bucci.
On. I got Clay Pigeon.
Bucci.
And then you said Bucci. I got Bucci. Hang on. Okay.
Glenn Jones.
I don't have him. Choose somebody.
He probably doesn't have email.
Choose somebody else.
Mr. Finewine.
I don't have him either. He
How
has,
about the
he has
guy
no height.
Who gives all the advice?
Alan. Alan also has no height. No, wait a second. I do have. I thought I had Alan.
How about?
I do have Alan. Go on.
Okay, Alan, and then.
Why don't we just work with those three?
Yeah, those three. Go ahead.
Okay.
Shortest to tallest.
I'm gonna go. Clay Pigeon.
Shortest.
And Ryan, what is this based on? What are you factoring in?
Mental image.
I guess Clay Pigeon because he is associated with a pigeon in my head. And pigeons are small.
Right. Close to the ground.
Did you have Bucci, you said, right?
Yep.
Bucci has a lot of attitude.
Oh, Napoleon syndrome.
Yeah, so I'm going to put him. Maybe he should be shortest, but I'm not going to do that because I think that's a head fake.
Okay.
Because he wears a bucket hat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, who's my third guy? Alan?
Alan.
Oh, yeah, and Alan is the tallest because he's so full of knowledge.
Okay. Well,
he's so full of knowledge.
Knowledge makes you, knowledge sticks out the top of your head and increases your height, Andy. Well, Brian, I'm afraid you got it completely wrong.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's Bucci, and then Alan, and then Clay Pigeon, over 6 feet tall, 6 feet and 1/2 inches.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's
right.
And that's after shrinking from old age. He was taller. He's down to 6 feet and 1/2 inches.
Yeah, that happens.
Yep.
Well, thanks for indulging me.
Okay, nice try, Brian.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, and thanks for indulging us. We should end every show, Ken, with that. That should be our little slogan.
Yeah.
Thanks for indulging us.
I had another slogan in mind.
I'm sure you did. I'll pay you money not to share it with us.
Oh, I've already shared it with you. I think you've heard it before. You seemed to like it a little bit. Keep on hanging in there.
Keep on hanging in there. Number one, it's just wordy. You don't.
It rolls off the tongue.
Keep on. No, it doesn't. It's so awkwardly phrased. It's so terrible.
Keep hanging in there.
No, even that's barely better.
Keep on hanging.
Oh, please shut up. Keep on hanging. Okay, yeah, that'll be our T-shirt. Keep on hanging. I wonder why our rock band never got anywhere.
Oh, hey, we only have a couple of minutes left, so let's say one more time that we're having something resembling a contest for the new theme song for the show. The show is now called Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies. And you have until April 22nd to send me your theme song, which should be between 2 and 3 minutes long. My email address is ken@wfmu.org. And for those nights when Andy is busy gawking at his friend Eve, who entertaining the cast and crew of his little TV show up there in Canada, we need a couple of listeners to give us quizzes, 10-question quizzes, which we would pre-record on Zoom. Also, you can call me at or email me at ken@wfmu.org. You still
sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan, buddy.
And what scenes are you going to be shooting tonight?
I'm going down. They're shooting in my absence. They clearly don't need me. They're shooting a scene from the pilot where Einstein is woozy. He's had a little bit of an accident. He's bumped his head,
okay.
And his new partner has brought him home and is nursing him back to health.
And that scene apparently was funny enough because they let you go. They didn't need you around to make it 18% funnier.
Apparently so. But America will be the judge sometime next year or later this year.
I guess
I can't wait for you to see it, buddy.
Do you have some, you know, token Americans on the set up there? I know that you're taping in Canada and you're hiring all sorts of Canadian people. But did you keep a token Americans
the crew
around?
The crew is, it's a good question. I'm probably 75% locals.
Canadian, and, yeah.
Well, let me see. Probably more than that. Probably 85% locals. And then...
Wow. So 85% of the jobs left,
well,
the country.
Well, the producers and most of the cast are American.
Way to support America there, hiring 85% Canadians. Good job, Andy.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
And what are
some... The show is set in New Jersey, and originally, of course, we were hoping it would be filmed in New Jersey.
In Princeton, yeah. Oh, so why did you move it? Why did you move everything to Canada?
Well, there's the conversion, the monetary conversion rates is
right.
significant,
right,
and
right, right.
The tax breaks are significant. That's all above my pay grade. I don't understand it all, but I'm told it's still worthwhile. There's still big savings up here.
And what are the names of some of the token Americans that you keep around just to make sure that it, you know, might be appealing to American audiences?
I have no idea. I know there's my assistant's name is Eve.
Eve, that sounds
beyond,
like a very, that sounds
beyond
like a
that,
very French.
I really don't know.
That sounds very French. That doesn't sound American at all. Eve.
He is actually French, and in fact, he has family here in Montreal, so it's worked out well.
Oh, there you go. So he's
but
not,
the
and he,
the rest
and
of the crew.
That's
refuses.
That's one of your token Americans. Eve is a.
He is. Well, it's technically a token American. Yeah.
Okay.
But the rest of the crew refuses to wear name tags. I beg them to.
Wow.
So I don't know anyone's names.
Well, this is all very interesting, Andy.
It's not actually interesting at all.
Next week, Nadia and Matt Warwick are filling in for us, and then we'll be back.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you both.
The week after with a quiz, hopefully. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. And thank you to Jeremiah for another great newsletter. Andy, have fun.
From Montreal, I'm going to just simply say bonjour.
Bonjour, Andy.
Stay tuned, my friend.
Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. They call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2121 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jack Wood's Oceana Lounge, located on Fort Lauderdale's Golden Beach. That's in Florida. Royal Garden Blues. Thank you. going to feature Mr. Plink Plank and Plunk at this time, Larry Schramm, on his mother of pearl banjo, playing "The World Is Waiting for the Sunrise."